John LaForge from the town of Luck will check into the Duluth Federal Prison next Tuesday to start a 6-month prison term. At his sentencing in January, he tried to argue it was necessary to trespass at the school to prevent it from teaching soldiers how to torture. But the judge rejected what's known as the defense of necessity. LaForge calls that ironic, citing a 2002 document from the U.S. Justice Department that defends the legality of the so-called rendition program that allows for the torture of terrorist suspects.
Here we were in a situation where the judge, refusing to allow a defense of necessity when we were protesting against torture, while the administration is saying that torture can be justified.
Another protester headed to prison next week is a retired missionary from Monona. For 79-year-old Fred Bransell, it's not the first time he's gone to prison for a political cause. 45 years ago, he spent 3 months in a Portuguese prison accused of supporting the independence movement in Angola. He says it will be easier to serve his 3-month sentence now than it was then.
The last time my children were 4, 6, 8, and 10, and they were left with their mother in Africa while I was in prison. But they were well cared for by community, even as I expect that my wife will be now while I'm in prison.
Both Bransell and LaForge say they're hopeful their willingness to go to prison will help spur Congress to approve a pending bill that would shut off funding to the Army school. Defense Department officials deny the school is responsible for human rights abuses in Latin America and is dedicated to promoting democracy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.